What's going on, everybody? Alex Smolikoff, Adonis Thieves, Luke Wright with FRS Sports. Normally, we do these anchors to discuss any kind of big off-season news that might happen. There is none. We're in day two of the off-season. Nothing is happening yet.
Golden State's probably still hungover. Alex Ovechkin hasn't even reached the hungover stage yet.
We're going to get to him in a minute.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, SB Nation tweeted out earlier, because we are at there's such a lack of off-season news, they tweeted a question to the general public, and we're going to answer that question now for everybody, which is, what would be the worst news to get this off-season? We've gotten none yet, but what would be the worst news to get? So we're going to keep it pretty simple. We're going to take all the actual, like, bad news, like injuries, things out of it. I mean, it would be bad news if you found out that Gordon Hayward had a, you know, re-broke his ankle. That'd be bad news.
Right.
We're going to take that type of stuff out of it because you don't want to joke about injuries.
Right.
But we do have some ideas. So we're going to do two things. We're going to do what would be the worst NBA news we can get this offseason.
Yep.
And what would be the best NBA news we could get this offseason. Having a little fun with it. So you guys, when I came in here and said, let's do this, you guys said you had the same ideas for everything.
I was.
I went to the bathroom, I came back, everybody had their ideas already.
Yep.
So I'll leave it to you guys. What did you, as a combined unit, come up with? What would be your worst possible NBA news?
We both came up with a backup.
We both had 1A and 1B.
And they were exact same order. So you can go with 1A and then I'll take 1B.
All right. Well, 1A was if LeBron James retires.
Just retires, says I'm done.
Yes.
That would
but
be
he
best.
Does it the way like Jordan does it.
He just
like
says,
LeBron retires for a year and like plays football back in a year or two.
That would be bad for the NBA. And it would be bad because it would take the number one off-season news story out of the equation of where
how much would
play.
Kevin Durant love that too.
I'll say this: it would lead to we'd have something to talk about. It would be bad news for fans of teams that think they have a chance of getting LeBron, Mr. Lakers fan.
Sure.
But yeah, that would be bad. So that was 1A. You guys both decided LeBron retiring would be bad news.
Yeah,
I'm on board with that. So what's your backup? What's your 1B?
Our 1B was LeBron goes to the Warriors.
That's the one. That's it. That would be the worst news possible.
Was that the one for you too?
That's not the one I have in mind, but I heard you guys kind of discussing it out there, so I came up with a different one. But that would be bad.
It
would be funny for about 10 minutes. It would be hilarious for about 10 minutes.
It would be like, he really did that.
And then it would be bad.
It would be
interesting to see if we had a 16-0 in the playoffs.
It'd be interesting to see if we had like an 80-2 in the regular season. That team would be stupid good.
It's true.
They would have to win 81 games, right?
That team would win about as many games as they wanted to.
I'll put it that way.
That team could win 75 games.
I don't know. I think KD would leave.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we just had this whole dot?
100%.
Now KD goes to the
I think KD would
Cavaliers.
Get, KD would get so annoyed because he's been trying to be the number one player in the NBA, and nobody will give him that title because we all aren't dumb, and we know that LeBron James is a person who exists still.
Right. Yeah.
So if LeBron were to go to the Warriors, I think he'd be like, nah, man, F this.
Trade me.
Yeah, and he'd leave. No, he doesn't even need to get traded. He's a free agent.
That would turn from bad news to good news. If it started this like weird like domino.
That would
falling.
Actually be pretty cool.
That would be hilarious.
KD goes to Houston.
If we just got LeBron on the Warriors as constructed next year, oh my God, that team would just put him in the
fight. Then we could probably say that they ruined the NBA, right?
At that point, I'm willing to say
that would be the start of NBA Armageddon.
Yeah. All right, mine. I went a little different route. I didn't think of LeBron, and I didn't even think of like on court things. The worst news that we could get
my
this
best
NBA
one is like off the court. So
the worst news I think we could get this NBA offseason is if Joel Embiid said he's done with Twitter. If he said, you know, based on everything that happened on Twitter with my team this year, I'm gonna close out on social media. I'm done. I'm just gonna focus. Yeah. That'd be the worst news possible. He is a Twitter god. Like, just videos of him just tooling all over, random-ass 40-year-olds on the blacktop in Philly are, gonna get me through this offseason.
That is the best segue to Adonis' best news.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
So what would be the best possible news?
Because I think the best possible news would be if Kawhi Leonard got on social media.
Ooh, like, oh, my God, that'd be great.
That'd be entertaining.
It's amazing how kind of forgotten he's been as far as, like, off-season storylines. He doesn't really have
I think we've all kind of resigned to the fact that he's just going to stay in San Antonio forever. Yeah. Right. I don't think that him joining social media would be that good.
It would be good if he went all in. If he went all in on social media, that would be amazing.
I don't think there's any chance in hell he would do that.
No. Well, let's say Kawhi went on a Twitter rant, like his friend, when he, like, 5 minutes into making a new account. He'd be like,
it would be so,
like,
be,
this is great. This is,
or
like,
imagine if he didn't know, like, what people are saying about him, like, on Twitter and stuff, because, like, he's just, like, he's a Spur. Yeah. He doesn't really, you know, he's not.
Or if he just
and all of a sudden
he gets on Twitter and he's like, holy crap, this is what people are saying about me, and then he just loses it.
Or if he just goes the route of, I don't know how to Twitter.
That would be accidentally liking things without realizing we can all see it.
Maybe pulls a Paul Pierce and tweets a screenshot of an emoji.
Yeah. So like, how do I tweet?
Guys? I would actually, if he went all in, if it wasn't just like, hey, I'm on Twitter, guys. If he like went like Joel Embiid style of Twitter, that'd be hilarious.
I would love it, but like I can't imagine Kawhi turning his entire personality around.
No, but
to get on while getting on Twitter.
I don't see LeBron going to the Warriors either. But this is the things that we have resigned ourselves to talk about when nothing is happening,
or
stuff that's not going to happen.
You know what would be another great story? Digging deeper into the J.R. Smith throwing suit at an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Like, we need, like...
Oh, you just want to hear the whole story?
Like, the details.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be
kind of like the... Like, if the Ringer did that...
That'd be
hilarious. That story,
like, a whole story on exactly what
led to the shootout. I don't want the details.
That is true.
I love it being so vague. Literally, all we know is, hey, J.R. Smith got pissed and threw a bowl of soup at an assistant coach.
There is some beauty in letting your imagination do the rest of that story. All right, Luke, what is the best possible news you could get this offseason?
Mine is very boring and bland. I just want the Suns to make it to, like, have some sort of playoff caliber roster.
You just want the Suns to get good. The best news for you would be a competent Suns.
I don't even need them to be good.
What's your path to that?
I want Luka one.
Yeah, that's not happening. So
I want
who are they putting around DeAndre Ayton?
We already said, well, this is what we want to happen. You said that 2 minutes ago.
I did.
I want Luka number one, and then I would like us to get some sort of...
Trae Young.
I would... If we trade up for Trae Young, absolutely, let's go. But I'd like some sort of other splash.
Want a reason to watch the Suns.
Yeah, whether it be something like trading up for a Trae Young, or even if it's you're willing to eat some salary cap and trade for, like, Kevin Love.
That sounds like Robert Sarver.
I know. But, like, something... I just...
When was the last time you had a Suns team that you enjoyed watching?
Here's the thing. Never.
Never.
Because I personally didn't care about basketball when they were good.
Okay.
By the time I started getting into basketball,
it
was like the year before or the year that Steve Nash got traded.
Okay.
So, like, for me personally, I've never enjoyed watching. Yeah, I know. I've never enjoyed watching the Suns because the best memory I have is them having, like, tied for the best record without making the playoffs.
Okay.
That's literally all I have.
It's not a lot.
So, yeah, I know. And so I would love to be able to just see a playoff game of a team that I enjoy.
So, and so the news version of that is that the Suns actually get players on their team that are good.
Yes.
That would be nice.
I don't even need them to be like a top four. Just eight.
That's all you got to do.
Limp in, get swept, I'll take it.
All right, here's my best possible news we could get this offseason. I want the NBA to announce... That they are...
Fantasy draft.
That'd be cool. You kind of steal my thunder there, but no, that's not what it would be. But yeah, that'd be cool, I guess. No, I want the NBA to announce that they are redesigning their championship trophy to be less terrible. And I want them to announce that they are doing NHL Stanley Cup style of giving, like, players the cup to, like, just carry around for several days. Because I'm watching Alex Ovechkin right now on social media, and it is the best.
Having the time of his life.
That dude's been drunk for, like, 5 days straight. Yeah. He's in liquor stores. He's at baseball games. He's swimming. He's doing keg stands out of the cup. He's swimming in public. I understand that we might not necessarily get that. He's on one of the greatest benders we'll ever see.
Yes.
And this is what you get with hockey teams. I get that, like, you get the celebration. You know, we've had things like shirtless JR. We've had good championship parade moments. And some of it is the Warriors keep winning, and so every year there's just fewer and fewer guys who are truly excited about winning a title. Yeah. There's no career arc right now in the NBA like there is with Ovi not winning a title, but I need players to take the trophy and, like, go have their day with it, like, right afterwards, and I need it all on film, and I need it.
They kind of do that.
Maybe it's just the Warriors, like, because they're bored of it. But I need an Ovechkin style.
It's not as crazy as that.
Plus, any trophy you can drink out of is just automatically better for a celebration.
Who do we think would, one, be the Ovechkin equivalent in the NBA? And
Chris Paul.
Who do we think?
Nick Young.
He has a title.
No, moving forward. The guy who...
What are you asking again? Also, Nick Young isn't good like Ovechkin is.
I assume you mean
who's the guy talking about that part.
Are you trying to...
I'm talking about the craziness behind... Are you skipping to my second question? Okay.
Okay, my second question was, who would be the most fun to watch do an Ovechkin-style bender?
Okay, so for me, the guy whose career arc is most similar to Ovechkin, though, hasn't won a title, is blamed a good bit for playoff failure, is Chris Paul.
It's definitely Chris Paul.
And so I think he would appreciate winning a title on the level that Ovechkin did.
Okay.
But the answer for who would be the most fun to watch after they win a title, we've already talked about him. It's Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid carrying a championship trophy around Philadelphia with, like, a GoPro strap to his head would be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That's the answer.
And he probably wouldn't be able to play the next year for whatever reason.
No, I already saw it. My favorite thing on Twitter so far is that Alex Ovechkin has been ruled out for opening night, and then in parentheses, just liver.
Yeah.
Liver.
But that's what I want. I want NBA players taking the trophy around town and just getting blitzed for 5 days straight and just having the time of their lives. I don't think Alex Ovechkin's put the trophy down since they won it.
Probably not.
He's sleeping in bed with it.
Literally.
It was amazing. So that would be my best news, is that the NBA is taking a page out of the NHL's book and doing that. And then if Joel Embiid was the next guy to win it, it would just be amazing.
I think I agree with both of those
answers. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
The only thing I was thinking of is because I feel like Chris Paul wouldn't be that fun.
No, he'd be extremely appreciative, but I don't think he'd be super fun.
Yeah, and I was trying to think if there was another, like, superstar along those lines who I think would be fun to, who's still, like, not young. Who, Adonis?
Carmelo Anthony.
I don't think
he'd be fun.
I don't know. I can see him going either way. I see him going into
the whole I think Melo would be fun because I think Melo is, like, low key funny.
He is very low key funny.
But we're looking for high key.
Yeah, that's true. You need a high key funny.
We're looking for.
Necessarily although need I didn't know that Ovechkin funny. Was high key funny until.
Blake Griffin to me is, like, low key funny.
No, Blake Griffin's high key funny. Blake Griffin would be great for that.
Right?
Blake would be a lot of fun.
Former Oklahoma great. Would be great for that.
Okay. On that note, all right, let us know what you think. We stole this idea from SB Nation, so we'll make sure we give them credit. They were the ones who tweeted it out. But if you want to respond to this, let us know what your worst possible. Keep it fun and funny. Don't talk about guys getting hurt or whatever. That's there's no fun in that.
Yeah.
But what would be the best news? What would be the worst news we could get this NBA offseason? And really, can we just get any news, please? It's been 48 hours.
Someone do something
to, like, bang my
head. We're not getting news for, like, at least a week.
I know. All right, so let us know what your best fake news would be, because that's all we have to work with. Alex Smolikoff, Adonis Deez, Luke Wright, FRS Sports. Catch us next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.